Next year, major changes will be taking place for the school crossing guard service in Loyalist Township. At the end of this school year, lunchtime crossing guards will be removed from all current locations, with the exception of the Odessa crossing. The funds made available from the elimination of the lunchtime crossing guards will be redistributed to increase both the crossing guard wage and the time present in the morning and afternoon. These changes will be communicated to the OPP and to the local school boards for circulation to the affected parents. Between April and May this year, staff conducted a warrant study at 8 crossings in the area to determine the current needs. None of the locations warranted crossing guards during the lunch hour shift. The study also showed one location at Kildare Avenue and Manitou Crescent West in Amherst View that does not warrant a crossing guard at all. Due to the high volume of high school students crossing at Main Street in Odessa at lunchtime, the school crossing guard service will remain at Odessa and be reassessed following the installation of a pedestrian crossover and lights currently scheduled for installation next year. If the decision is confirmed to remove the crossing guard from Kildare Avenue and Manitou Crescent West after studies completed in the fall, the pavement markings and signage in the area will need to be removed as well. Crossing guards currently provide their service 3 times per day, 1 half hour in the morning, 1 hour covering the school lunch hour, and 1 half hour in the afternoon. Removal of the lunch hour shift would reduce the daily service hours of the crossing guards to 1 hour per day. Staff decided that the morning and afternoon shift start times next year will begin 15 minutes earlier than the current shift times. This is partly due to feedback heard from crossing guard staff and parents who felt that the crossings should be guarded earlier in the morning and afternoon, as some students go to school and leave school before the guard is present. This increase will bring the total number of service hours for crossing guards up to 1.5 hours per day. Councillor Jake Ennis noted his support for this change.
15 minutes earlier in the morning and the afternoon, I've heard that from parents that increase in coverage a little bit earlier would be helpful.
To ensure that staff's daily rate of pay is not affected by any changes to the service, the hourly rate of pay will be increased to the amount required to provide the equivalent daily pay they would have received by working 2 hours per day at their current rate of pay. Reducing the number of shifts from 3 to 2 at the same daily rate may have the added benefit of increasing the number of people willing to apply to work as a crossing guard in Loyalist Township. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.